I ain't getting more money.
Oops. Hi, it's Dr. Joe Markovich, the anti-aging doctor. Almost forgot I was on the air. In beautiful Charleston, South Carolina. Here to talk to you about a tribute to a great man. A World War II vetean. Vernon Baker. Vernon Joseph Baker. Born in Cheyenne, Wyoming. He was 90 years old. And so that would make him born in, what, 1920? Something like that. Anyway, he was in World War II. He was a black man. He was the last living, or oldest living, World War II black man, who was also the recipient of the Medal of Honor. So he was a Medal of Honor recipient. And the funny thing is about Vernon, he was not initially allowed to join the service because, due to prejudices at the time, black people were not allowed to enlist. 1941. He tried to enlist, and it did not work. His home was the West. He lived in Wyoming, where he was born. He lived in Idaho. He graduated from high school in the state of Iowa, where his grandfather lived. That was his grandfather's hometown, where he graduated from high school. And he worked on the railroad for a while as a porter, and he hated it. So he wanted to join the war after it broke out. And he was not allowed because we don't want your kind, he was told. And his kind was a great kind, as it turns out. And he was more determined, and he tried a different recruiter, and the recruiter accepted him. So his kind got in. And he went through camp, went to Europe, was in the reserve, and finally saw action with the 92nd Division, which was an all-black division, in Italy. And as it were, the battle for Italy was very difficult. And the castle at Gianolfi is where he got his Medal of Honor, where he was personally responsible for taking out at least 2 machine gun nests, 24 Germans, all kinds of installations, all kinds of communications. This guy was one hell of a man. 90 years old when he died. He had been married to a woman for some time, and she died, and he remarried a German lady named Heidi, and they lived in Idaho. Saint Marie. Saint Mary's in English, way up north there. And he died just recently and was to be buried at Arlington. His family didn't have enough money for him to be buried, for him to make it to the funeral. So somehow the people in the town got together and gave her the tickets to get to Arlington, where Vernon was to be buried. They were in the funeral procession. He was buried at Arlington with high honors. At least 3 other Medal of Honor recipients were there. And the day after the funeral, she and the grandson, who was named for his grandfather, Vernon, tried to get into the west wing of the White House to see that, and weren't allowed in because the boy had a pair of shorts on and a t-shirt. Well, they should have made an exception. And I can't fault him, just things break down, but somebody should have made a phone call. The family of a Medal of Honor recipient. But the reason I'm doing this tribute to this great man is also a tribute to his town. When his family came out for the funeral, when they were gone from their home was just in severe disrepair, needed a new roof, needed a porch. The neighbors all came in, many of them didn't even know the lady, and built a new porch and put a new roof on their house from when they came back. And you should have seen the look on the lady's face. It was a sight to behold. She says, I'll never leave from this place. These people are beautiful here. They care about us. Yes, we do care about our heroes, and we love them. God bless you, Vernon. You would have given your life for us, and we love you. Have a great life on the afterlife. It's Dr. Joe.